Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. According to the state's official COVID-19 dashboard, 5,409 new positive coronavirus cases were added over the last day. That's down from the previous 3 days, but typically the weekend numbers reported on Monday morning are the lowest of the week. More than 31,000 cases have been reported in the past 4 days. Hundreds of people lined up at coronavirus testing sites around Florida today. St. Petersburg police said on Twitter that a testing site located at Tropicana Field closed early because it was at capacity shortly after 8 this morning. In Jacksonville, more than 300 cars lined up for testing. Beaches and bars in South Florida are closing just days before the normally busy 4th of July weekend. Monroe County, which includes the Florida Keys, said today it would close beaches. Fireworks shows have also been canceled in several cities, and some attractions are closing their doors as well. The world has surpassed two sobering coronavirus milestones, 500,000 confirmed deaths and 10 million confirmed cases, and hit another high mark for daily new infections. WFTS is reporting that State Representative Anthony Sabatini and Attorney Chris Ann Hall announced a lawsuit against the Hillsborough County Emergency Policy Group for their executive order requiring face coverings in Hillsborough. The EPG is meeting this afternoon and may modify the order. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a Louisiana law regulating abortion clinics, reasserting a commitment to abortion rights over fierce opposition from dissenting conservative justices in the first big abortion case of the Trump era. Chief Justice John Roberts joined with his four more liberal colleagues in ruling that the law requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals, violates the abortion right that the court first announced in the landmark Roe v. Wade decision in 1973. In two previous abortion cases, Roberts had favored restrictions. The Louisiana law is virtually identical to one in Texas that the court struck down in 2016. For local reaction, I spoke with Amy Weintraub. She's Reproductive Rights Program Director with Progress Florida.
Oh, such a relief. I mean, we are so pleased that the court did what it is obligated to do, what we hoped it would do, which is to uphold past decisions. We were very nervous that, you know, with all the politics at play these days, with Supreme Court justices being appointed, et cetera, that things wouldn't happen this way, but it did, and we are so pleased.
It seemed a little strange that it's very similar to a case that was ruled on in Texas just a few years ago. Why would the Supreme Court be looking at a case that essentially the court has already made a decision on?
Right. It was very confusing to our movement that they chose to consider the case. There was that additional piece that they were thinking about that wasn't part of the Texas case, which was that Louisiana had passed a law saying that clinics or abortion providers, doctors, could not sue on behalf of their patients. And so that was an extra element that maybe that's why they took it up. But in any case, they did the right thing and they upheld their past decisions. And so, you know, we feel really good that those clinics in Louisiana are going to be able to stay open.
That's Amy Weintraub, Reproductive Rights Program Director with Progress Florida, reacting to today's U.S. Supreme Court decision striking down a Louisiana law limiting abortion access. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is cutting more than $1 billion from the budget the legislature approved in March. He signed the now $92.2 billion budget today, 2 days before the fiscal year starts. He said the cuts were deeper than he wanted because revenue is dropping because of the coronavirus, but he said he still preserved teacher and state worker raises, a boost for child welfare, and $625 million for environmental projects. A new investigation finds that American cities are trying to arrest their way out of homelessness problems by making the most basic acts of living against the law. The Obama administration argued that criminalizing homelessness was unconstitutional and misguided. The Trump administration is embracing it. Reporting by a consortium of seven universities led by the Howard Center for Investigative Journalism in Maryland shows that most of the country's least affordable communities have five or more laws that prohibit everything from sharing food to standing in one place too long. Yet only one of these 54 places has enough shelter beds for the people living on their streets. The price for this lock-em-up approach is being borne by taxpayers as well as people who are living on the streets. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area tonight. It'll be mostly clear. Overnight low temperatures will be in the high 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and hot with highs in the mid-90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.